Welcome to the Grappling Discourse Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Scaff. Today, I want to talk about the guard. A quick reminder, my North-South attacking system is coming out next week. I am very happy with how this product turned out. It looks amazing. It's my first BJJ product, and the work that Brandon and Keelan put into it has just been unbelievable. I believe whether you've got a great North-South choke already, or you're a complete noob and you don't even know what a North-South choke is, I think you're going to find a lot of value in this product, and it's going to improve your game tremendously. There are a lot of unique details in this product that I just don't think you're going to find or learn anywhere else. I've been teaching the North-South choke for the past 5 or 6 years, and over that time, 10th Planet Decatur has developed one of the best North-South chokes I think of any Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu gym in the country. That's one thing that I constantly hear from visitors is, man, nobody at my gym does the North-South choke. Or, wow, there's so many guys here that are really good at the North-South choke. I mean, I can think of multiple students here that are white, blue, purple, brown, and black belts that use the North-South choke, and they use it at a very high level. For those of you that are interested in purchasing this product, there are going to be two prices. So I know a lot of you have asked how you can support the podcast, and look, here's your chance. So the full price and the price that I value this product at is $59. There's going to be another price. It's going to be $9. So you can use either link. You can pay $59 or $9. You're going to get the exact same product. Both will have over 2 hours of North-South attacking system instruction on there. I decided to go with two prices for a couple of different reasons. One was, I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to, support the podcast. I've already heard multiple people say that they're planning on buying a couple of different copies of the North-South attacking system. You don't have to do that. I'm very flattered, but you don't have to do that. And I'm going to appreciate you, like, whether you buy the $9 one or the $59 one, I'm just going to be happy that you bought it. And my biggest goal is I want to help improve your Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I want you to get the most out of this product. The $9 purchasing link is purely just to take away any barrier that you may have that will stop you from purchasing it. I know I'm not the most well-known Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu instructor. I mean, this is my first product. And so I don't expect people to pay full price, $59, or, God forbid, $99 or over $100 for my instructional. Now, I honestly think that I could sell this for $149 and I could sleep very easily at night knowing the work I put into it and the value that is in this product. But honestly, I really would rather have more people buy $9 so I can kind of expose them to my teaching style and to my game. Because this is a very intimate look at my game. This is a very unique look at my game. And look, if they don't like it, it's only $9. So they don't feel like they just wasted a ton of money. It's like, okay, look, I lost $9. No big deal. I know I won't buy from him again. But I'm hoping that they go, man, that was an incredible product for $9. Whatever he puts out next, I'm definitely buying. But now I want to talk about the guard. So a couple of days ago, one of my blue belt students asked me to teach him a private lesson on guard retention. He's a big time guard player. He's already got a pretty good guard and he just wants to take it to the next level. And so I'm a big fan of teaching private lessons, especially with guys that I've worked with before. I always try to go above and beyond whenever I give a private lesson. I really want to help that student get to the next level. And so I put a lot of effort into whatever I'm going to teach them during that hour. There's a lot of focus, a lot of hyper focus that goes into, planning that lesson because I want them to get their money's worth. One of my biggest fears is that someone will take a private lesson and in the back of their mind, they're going, man, I just wasted $100 taking an hour lesson from this guy. So I'm always trying to bring it and I'm always trying to do my best. One thing, I think you guys have heard me talk about this, is that I always want to watch that person roll for 15 to 20 minutes before I start teaching. And so I had this blue belt student roll for 15 minutes. I watched him do 3 rounds, 1 round with a black belt, 1 round with a purple belt, and 1 round with a blue belt. And man, I really saw a lot of really good things. And I thought a lot, again, about this lesson. And as I presented this guard retention and guard recovery lesson, it made my brain almost go on fire. I feel like I leveled up tremendously. And I want to share some of these takeaways from this lesson with you guys, because I really think it's this podcast can completely change and completely level up your guard. And so I broke it down that there's really three layers. And first, I'll say that a couple of years ago, I took a humongous lesson away from a trip down to Alan Belcher's. So I went down to Alan's to work on business stuff, but we always train at least one day while we're down there. And so we went to Alan's gym, and at the end of the class, we did 45 minutes. Alan had us do 45 minutes of four people were out in the middle of the mat space. So he has a pretty big mat space. We probably could have had five or six, but we had four people, two people under 170 pounds, and then two people over 170 pounds. And so everybody lined up against the wall, and the two people that were down in that weight class, people from the line would come and try and pass their guard. If they passed your guard, they then started playing guard. But if you swept or submitted, you stayed on bottom and the next person would come out. And we did this for about 45 minutes and I never got passed. I stayed out there the entire time. That was my goal. Like when Alan announced what we were doing, I was like, no, nobody's passing my guard. I'm going to stay out here the whole time. And I knew that I had a good guard. I knew I had a pretty good guard. But I was really shocked at how easy it was for me to defend my guard, and like nobody even came close to passing. But during live rolls, during just rolls at the gym, I didn't quite feel that strongly about my guard. Like I didn't honestly believe that I could not get passed for almost an hour. I mean, I got passed pretty regularly. You know, especially from white to black belt, I got passed all the time in the gym. And so I was really kind of shocked, and I didn't know quite why I had so much success down at Allen's. And on the way back, I had 6 hours to think, and it hit me that what changed was my mindset. The whole point of the sparring that night was to not get my guard passed. The sweeps and the submissions were secondary. The most important goal was to defend your guard. And so my mindset was the biggest reason, because I wasn't forcing submissions. I wasn't trying to force sweeps. I was purely focused 100% on not getting passed. And it made my guard multiple times better. And that lesson, that one lesson in realization has completely changed my guard. That was, again, probably about 2 years ago now. And I really feel like today my guard it's very close to being unpassable, especially when I go in with that mindset that I'm not going to get passed. And so it's interesting, you know, especially as a no-gi sub-only guy, I've always been focused on the submission because I think it is the purest form of grappling. It's the purest expression. But when I'm going after guys with my guard, when I'm going and I'm really trying to submit them, especially if I'm trying to submit them as many times as I can, I find that I make a lot of mistakes. And I'll have trouble with some guys that, you know, blue and purple belts will get really close to passing and sometimes they'll pass. And that's true even to today. Like if I'm going in and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go after this guy. I'm going to hunt for submissions. I make a lot of mistakes with my guard purely because I'm trying to force offense. But when the submission isn't the focus and me going after somebody isn't the objective, again, my guard levels up. It's 3 or 4 times better. I'm not joking. Like it is so much better. And so back to the private lesson, I was watching the blue belt student roll with three other of his training partners. And again, that same phenomena happened again. I've watched this guy. I mean, he comes to all my classes. He trains 5 times a week. He was in the PGF. So you guys definitely have seen him grapple if you've watched the PGF. I mean, he just did 20 games. And so I'm very familiar with his game. And he's got a pretty good guard. He's tough to pass. He gives guys trouble. But what I saw before that lesson was his guard looked, again, multiple times better than it normally does. And we talked about that because I said, look, he only got passed in that, I mean, I guess he rolled 18 minutes because he did 3 6-minute rounds. And in that 18 minutes, he only got passed 3 times, where normally I would have put that number probably a dozen, especially with, I mean, he was rolling with highly skilled, a purple belt who's getting close to his brown belt. He rolled with the black belt and a blue belt. So he rolled with 3, again, very talented practitioners, and only got passed 3 times. It looked effortless too. He looked amazing. And we talked about that. I said, do you realize what you just did? That's the best your guard has ever looked. I've been watching you for a couple of years now, and that is by far the best your guard's ever looked. And I asked him why, because I always like to ask the questions, you know, kind of like, well, why do you think you just had so much success right there? And he wasn't, you know, quite sure. You know, he's like, I just was focused on playing my guard. And I was like, that's exactly it. Your mindset wasn't attacking, because he's another, again, no-gi guy. He was just in the PGF, like where he was going out there and he had 6 minutes to submit. And so he got passed a lot in the PGF by even guys that he's, you know, maybe even a level better than, purely because he felt that pressure to go out there and attack them and to go after them. And so we talked a lot about that mindset and about how important that mindset is. That is the number one. That is the foundation of your guard. The foundation of your guard is that mindset of, no, I'm defending my guard and I'm not getting passed. That is the most important priority. It's not getting the sweep. It's not getting the submission. It is maintaining my guard. After you've established that mindset, the next layer, there's 2 things you've got to think about. And first is the elbow-knee space, the elbow-knee connection. And the second is relaxed. Is your guard relaxed and having proper tensions? The biggest reason people get passed, especially when the passes happen over and over and over again, a lot of the time it happens because of improper tension. You're pushing or pulling at the wrong time. Now, when you push and pull, it becomes very easy to open that elbow knee space. And so I never realized how important, it's funny, like day one, you learn about that elbow knee space. So if you imagine side control, right? Or I'm laying, you know, flat on my back and I slightly turn to my right side. I'm talking about my right elbow, my right knee. Like if I keep those connected and you can't get into that space, you will never take a good side control, ever take a good side control. Where people, their guards start to break down as they start to lose that elbow knee space. Somebody gets in there, they get a cross face, and boom, now you're passed. And losing that battle is really easy, because there's so many ways that guys can expose you when you start trying to force techniques on bottom, whether it's with an improper hand grip, whether it's with an improper hook, or you try and push on the hip at the wrong time. Or think about just the basic Torianda. What makes the basic Torianda work? Look, you're putting pressure into the knees. You feel that pressure. Your opponent pushes back. And if that push happens back, you can just step right around the guard. That elbow knee space is not there anymore. Like that elbow knee space connection doesn't exist anymore. And it's really easy off that Torianda to just go right into a knee on belly. I mean, the Torianda is my favorite way to pass, especially a guy that, you know, doesn't have the most developed guard, because a lot of times a couple of simple steps and you're right past. All of the best guard players in the world have those 2 things. They guard their elbow knee space and their guard is very relaxed. I cannot express how important having a relaxed guard is. Without that tension and that stiffness, when guys try and do leg drags, they try and do Toriandas, it just doesn't work. Those techniques require a pushback. So if a guy is trying to Torianda and you don't push back, he will never pass your guard. And so getting that confidence, because what I find is that once you start to relax, you can only do that when you start to get confidence, or you start to let your ego kind of die. Like you have to go, okay, I'm just going to give this a try. I don't care whether I lose, because it doesn't feel like the right thing at the beginning. I remember when I first started seeing these concepts of, you know, relaxing to get better, you know, like, hey, there's times you need to be relaxed. It just didn't feel comfortable. It didn't feel like the right thing to do, because all of my grappling relied on athleticism and tension and kind of frantic movements. But I'm telling you, practicing that, just relaxing your guards, putting in hooks and finding the proper time to apply tensions will completely change your guard. And the more relaxed you get, the harder it will be for your opponent to expose you. Because what I was telling him is most people, when they come into lessons like that, you know, we got very conceptual and I showed him a bunch of ideas. Like I wish I actually had the private on video because I'd love to share kind of what we talked about and the techniques I showed him. But look, the techniques that I show you, especially after I've watched you roll, probably going to look different for everybody. I mean, yeah, there's going to be some common mistakes, but you know, he was making a couple of mistakes that we just fixed right there. So we went over some actual techniques, but if you don't have that framework, if you don't have, again, what I think is the most important, that mindset, right? And then especially if you don't understand, you know, about, you don't know how to have a relaxed guard and you don't know how to defend your elbow knee space, well, the techniques that you're drilling and the techniques that you're, you know, asking about are never going to work. Techniques on their own do not work. That's why so many people struggle and really get discouraged when they do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is because they think because they've learned a technique that that's going to fix the problem. But no, the techniques really don't fix anything. You have to learn the fundamentals and you have to learn the foundation of everything. So the guard, again, it's those, to me, again, it's that hierarchy of like, no, your mindset's the most important thing. Like you're going in there, not with this, I'm going to go after this guy, I'm going to attack this guy. Like, no, you're going in there. The guard is defensive. When you pull guard, you're basically saying, hey, I'm going to go on defensive first. And look, I know there's a lot of attacking guards, but I think it takes a very long time to understand the balance of offense and defense when you're playing guard. And eventually you'll realize that, man, once you can't be passed, guys will just make mistakes because they're, you know, what I'll find is, especially when I roll with the best guys, is maybe, look, if I go after a really talented brown belt, maybe I tap him a couple times if I go after him, like really go hard after him. But maybe I expose myself. Maybe I start putting myself in unnecessary danger. But if I just defend, if I sit to guard and they try and pass for a couple of minutes and they have no success, a lot of times those guys will just sit back. They'll just like fall back on a leg lock that's not there. Let me get on top. I didn't have to take any offense from them. And now I'm getting to play my offense from where I want to, and that's on top. Guys, even really talented ones, will just sweep themselves because they're just tired of trying to pass you. And so that third layer is just the actual techniques. It's your actual movements, you know, practicing them, whether it's grambing, shrimping, you know, different guard retention techniques. I have gotten so much value out of John Thomas's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu videos on YouTube. I have learned especially a lot about guard retention and guard recovery. Just, I love watching him play the guard, and I love watching him teach and just instruct about the guard. And so he's got a lot of great retention videos, gi and no gi. He's, again, really helped me tremendously with the techniques and even some of these mindset ideas and concepts that have taken my guard to the next level over the past year and a half. But I really don't feel like the first two layers are talked about enough. You know, you can go on YouTube and you can find 1,000 videos probably on, hey, this is how I get my guard back once it's passed, or I'm in side control, the guy just passed, how do I recover my guard? Or the guy steps around, how do I invert? Like what are a couple of inversion techniques that I can use to get my guard back? But if you don't have those first two layers, I promise you, you're not going to have a lot of success, especially against the better opponents. If you're going against a talented guy, they're going to pass your guard and you're always going to be on the defensive. And you're going to be trying to make your offense work, which in turn makes it much easier for you to get passed. So just something to think about. Next time you're in training, make that mindset of, oh no, I want to see how long I can just not get passed. Like, I don't care if I get submitted today. I don't care. Like, I want to just, let's see. I'm going to do 3 rounds. Well, I'll do 3 5-minute rounds and let's see how many times I get passed. And make that your goal to just lower that number. You know, add this as a training tool. Add it as a training tool and you'll find your guard gets 10 times better. But if you go out there and you're going, okay, this is my goal is to not get my guard passed. and guys are just stepping around effortlessly, well, man, it just shows you've got a lot of work. You got a lot of work to do. And the work that you're going to need to do is going to be probably, I would guess most of you that are getting passed really easily, a lot of it is going to be that you're not good at inverting. Like, just the honest truth is, like, if you're not good at inverting, you're never going to have the best guard, especially if guys are standing passing. Now, if guys come in and, you know, they're passing on their knees, that's a whole nother ball game. Like, I think most people can play really good guards against guys that pass on their knees. But if a guy's standing above you, just know you have to understand how to invert. And if you can't invert properly, well, none of this mindset, none of this elbow knee space and relax proper tensions, none of that stuff is going to help you. And honestly, no techniques other than just practice inverting. Practice, practice, practice inverting. I hope this episode helps you guys. I really think that if you just mess around with those ideas, if you think about your mindset, you work on making your guard relax, and just feel the times you get passed. Just feel. This is the question for you. You get passed. Why did you get passed? I'm telling you, what I always find is it's when I'm trying to force a technique. Like, I'm trying to get in on a single leg X, or I'm trying to force, trying to get underneath a guy too aggressively, and I just expose myself a little too much, and then I'm getting passed, or I'm getting almost passed. But when I go in with just a no mind, like, no, I'm going to go in there and just play my guard and take what he gives me, man, I feel almost unpassable. Until next time, guys, I love and appreciate all the support. Hope you guys have the best weekend. Peace.